Hi there. Today let's explore one of my favourite gardens, RHS Wisley. And let's pick up lots of English vocabulary along the way. Wisley is a place you might visit if you come to the UK in the spring or summer. Less than an hour outside of London, Wisley, W-I-S-L-E-Y. And it's the main garden for the Royal Horticultural Society, or RHS, in the UK. Horticultural, H-O-R-T-I-C-U-L-T-U-R-A-L, means to do with gardens and growing plants. So the RHS is all about plants and growing. And Wisley is the largest and oldest of the Royal Horticultural Society gardens, and a paradise for garden enthusiasts. So if you're staying in London, it's quite nice to take a trip out of the city for the day to somewhere greener and calmer. On a warm, sunny day in the summer, the garden is at its best. And there may be a lot of visitors to Wisley, but it's such a large site, 240 acres or 97 hectares of gardens. If you want to be on your own, you can find space there. And whatever plants, trees, or types of gardening you can think of, whatever type of gardening interests you, it's there at Wisley. There's a lot to see, much more than you might imagine. RHS Wisley is also a centre of gardening expertise. So today, let's go on a journey, not just through Wisley's huge acres of gardens, but also through some varied English language vocabulary with a bit of British culture thrown in. Don't forget to listen to this podcast a number of times to practice all sorts of English terms and phrases. And don't forget advice on how to use our podcasts to give your English language a massive boost. Well, it's all in our free course, The 7 Rules of Adept English. You can find it on our website at adeptenglish.com. Make sure you're using these podcasts to best advantage. Hello, I'm Hilary and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. So the UK is famous for its gardens. One advantage of having a rainy but fairly temperate climate, we are good at growing things. The word temperate, T-E-M-P-E-R-A-T-E, is used of climate and weather. And temperate means not very hot, not very cold, sort of in the middle. And climate, C-L-I-M-A-T-E, is a word for the general weather in a place. We can't grow everything here. Sadly, not bananas or oranges, coconuts or pineapples, unless it's in a glasshouse. But there are so many things we can and do grow, especially to eat. At Wisley, there is expertise, know-how, if you like, on all kinds of plants and planting. If you want to garden sustainably, S-U-S-T-A-I-N-A-B-L-Y, that means without harming the environment in any way. If you want to have a pond or a water garden, if you want to grow fruit or vegetables or grapes to make your own wine, it's there at Wisley. And if you prefer to grow roses, tulips, bluebells, lupins, cacti, maple trees, also all there. And it's presented in a way which means you can learn about it. So Wisley is not just about admiring plants. As the oldest RHS garden, established in 1878, Wisley serves as a centre for gardening excellence, where scientific research meets practical gardening. Wisley is a garden with a mission, a purpose, to educate, to preserve, and to inspire. Its aim partly is to preserve the future of our planet's biodiversity That's BIODIVERSITY. And it means variety in species, variety in types of plants. Wisley holds the Royal Horticultural Society seed banks. A seed, S-E-E-D, is that tiny little thing that a plant grows from. And a seed bank means a safe place where seeds are kept. So a seed bank is rather like a bank for your money, to keep your money safe in. They also have laboratories at Wisley where plant research takes place. So the gardens are beautiful, but the RHS is also there to do research and to educate and preserve. So Wisley is the oldest and most established RHS garden in the UK. Though founded in 1878, as I said, it was given to the Royal Horticultural Society in 1903. So this is a garden which is very established and has a long history. The newest RHS garden is RHS Bridgewater, which is near Manchester in the north of England. Also worth visiting, this garden was only opened in 2021. It's a smaller garden, but still 154 acres, which is 62 hectares. I visited in summer 2021 and it was very beautiful. But like any garden, it will be even better when it's grown some more. The gardens at Wisley are very popular, second only in visitor numbers to the Botanic Gardens at Kew, K-E-W, in southwest London, which you may have heard of. Here's some practice understanding big numbers. Kew Gardens had in 2023 1,974,295 visitors. That's a lot. In 2023 at Wisley, there were 1,361,785 visitors. You can see these places are popular attractions. The most popular attraction in London, for contrast, that means the one with the most visitor numbers at 5,820,860 people in a year, well, that's the British Museum. Of the two gardens, Kew and Wisley, I much prefer Wisley. There's so much more to see there. So I visit Wisley probably two or three times a year because it's not far from where I live. And there's something different to see at different times of year. It's a nice place to have a picnic in the summer. There are orchards towards the back where you can spread your picnic blanket under the apple and pear trees. An orchard, O-R-C-H-A-R-D, is a field where fruit trees grow. There is the world famous long border. A traditional type of British garden called a cottage garden is on display here. In midsummer, this is nirvana for many gardeners. But there are also rose gardens, herb gardens, Italian gardens. There's a huge glass house, lakes, water gardens, walled gardens, rock gardens, wildlife gardens. That last one, wildlife, means animals that are wild, not farmed or owned, but animals that just arrive in your garden and the expertise in how to encourage them. We are encouraged generally in the UK to be wildlife friendly, to welcome all animals into our gardens, even the ones that may do damage to our plants. And in the huge glass house, well, many of those plants which we grow as houseplants in pots in our homes, you get to see the huge version growing as a wild plant would, wherever in the world it may come from, all in controlled conditions. There are different areas in the glasshouse with different temperatures and growing conditions. I've got lots of houseplants, but I never really think about where in the world they come from or what they look like when they're growing native in the wild. Well, you can see this in the glasshouse at Wisley, and some of them are huge. A part of Wisley that I've learnt to love since it opened in 2020, what they call the World Food Garden. This is just over an acre of garden which is devoted to grow your own food. There are obvious things growing in the garden. tomatoes, chili plants, peppers, cucumbers, aubergines, salad, onions, potatoes, all the vegetables that you might expect. But also what I like here is that you can see how to grow vegetables that you don't normally see growing. Like, and here are some more unusual vegetable names for you to practice with, quinoa, which is spelt Q-U-I-N-O-A, but pronounced quinoa, and this is something you eat in a salad. Other vegetables that you can see growing, which may not be familiar to you, gherkins, capers, artichokes, dates, radishes, lentils, walnuts, Brussels sprouts, and rhubarb, R-H-U-B-A-R-B. I had no idea what some of those plants looked like when they were growing, and I'm sure I'm testing your English with that list. So the World Food Garden is an education, and amongst the plants and vegetables that are growing are tables and chairs. So on a warm day in Wisley in the summer, you can sit amongst these vegetables and salads growing at the top of a hill and enjoy a coffee, an ice cream, a cup of tea, and some cake. Very civilized. Also in the same building, associated with the World Food Garden, is a science centre. The RHS don't just offer gardens for people to visit, but they keep the national collection of seeds and they also do scientific research on plants and growing. We need plants to keep growing, else none of us will survive. There's also an interesting display about how most of the world's drugs, pharmaceuticals, if you like, come from plants. For example, aspirin, A-S-P-I-R-I-N, comes from willow trees. Heart medications come from digitalis, or in English, foxglove plants. And of course, opium and morphine come from poppies. Many of our commonly used drugs are from plants, and you can learn about it here. Another part of Wisley which I always like to go and look at, the allotments or student gardens. The word allotment, A-L-L-O-T-M-E-N-T, has a long history in the UK. Traditionally, an allotment is a small area of land that you can rent locally in order to grow food, fruit and vegetables, but people do also grow flowers. Allotments are often rented by people who live in apartments or flats and who therefore don't have gardens. They're all across the country and there's a whole culture around allotments and allotment planting in the UK. It's a very sociable thing to do. But at Wisley, you can visit the student allotments. So these are areas of land given to horticultural students, those people training to be horticulturalists, knowledgeable gardeners in other words. Each student is given the same area of land, a long rectangle, and they then experiment with different layouts and growing different food. I'm sure it's a great learning experience and possibly quite competitive too, but interesting as a visitor to see how different each allotment is and the success or not at growing things. So that's a lot of information and some very good English language vocabulary for you to practice. If it takes you a little while to work through this podcast, don't worry. It's normal to need to work at a podcast like this one. But keep going, your brain will be learning a lot. And you never know, on that trip to the UK next time, you may find time to visit Wisley or one of the other 5 RHS gardens. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.